Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A second Illinois man accused of forging thousands of dollars in checks from a North Iowa trucking company has pleaded not guilty to the accusations. In early March, the Mitchell County Sheriff's Office arrested 46-year-old Roderick Trice of Chicago on charges of first-degree theft, forgery, and conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony. Trice and 47-year-old Robert Higgins of Bellwood, Illinois, are accused of cashing blank business checks that have been stolen from Ivan Johnson Trucking in Osage. According to criminal complaints filed in June of last year, forged checks totaling almost $25,000 were deposited into an account belonging to Higgins, while a forged check of nearly $30,000 was deposited into an account belonging to Trice. The crimes allegedly occurred in May of 2022. Higgins, who was arrested back in November, has since pleaded guilty to forgery and conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony. He's scheduled for sentencing April 23rd in Mitchell County District Court. Last week, Trice pleaded not guilty, and his trial has been scheduled for June 5th. He's currently being held in the Mitchell County Jail on $10,000 cash-only bond, but he will get a hearing for possible bond reduction on April 23rd. A trial date has been set for a Charles City man accused of threatening a person with a baseball bat. On February 10th, the Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested 51-year-old Dennis DeBeer following a domestic disturbance in the 200 block of 9th Street in Rockford. According to the criminal complaint, DeBeer drove from Charles City to Rockford to confront his female victim about personal problems concerning other family members. Authorities allege DeBeer was holding a baseball bat while talking with the woman, who then told DeBeer to leave or she would make him leave. He was also accused of threatening to slit her throat in the middle of the night. DeBeer has pleaded not guilty to first-degree harassment and is now scheduled for trial June 20th in Floyd County District Court. A plea hearing for a Charles City woman accused of stealing almost $3,000 in bathroom fixtures has been delayed. Charles City police arrested 38-year-old Carol Taylor last September on charges of second-degree theft and third-degree criminal mischief. According to the criminal complaints, Taylor allegedly took a shower stall, shower head slash valve system, a stove, and a vanity mirror when she moved out of a residence she rented in the 300 block of 7th Avenue in Charles City in August of 2022. Total value of the stolen items was approximately $2,700. Additionally, the owner of the property said Taylor caused $800 in damages to the wall when she removed the shower stall. Taylor avoided trial when she agreed last month to plead guilty to unspecified charges, and a plea change hearing was scheduled for last Friday. However, a continuance has rescheduled the hearing for April 26th in Floyd County District Court. In connection with the NIAC Common Read, This I Believe, NIAC will host This We Believe tonight at 7 o'clock at the NIAC Activity Center in Mason City. The event promises to be an evening of inspiration and engagement and showcases This I Believe statements, unique artworks, photography, videos, and other expressions of personal beliefs from NIAC students, faculty, staff, and community members. This I Believe was originally a 5-minute radio series hosted from 1951 to 1955 by acclaimed journalist Edward R. Murrow, who asked Americans from all walks of life to write essays about their most fundamental and closely held beliefs that guide their daily lives. The radio series became a cultural phenomenon, with people reading their own personal motivation in life on the air, with a daily radio listenership estimated at over 39 million Americans. A collection of essays published in 1952 sold 300,000 copies, second only to the Bible that year. A book of essays translated into Arabic sold 30,000 copies in just 3 days. The Common Read is a program designed to engage NIAC, its students, staff, faculty, and community members in a unified intellectual activity. The Common Read book is available through the NIAC Book Zone. Senior students in the Charles City School District who are on schedule to graduate this year are eligible to apply for an outstanding senior scholarship through the Charles City Rotary Club. Applications are available through the High School Guidance Counselor's Office or by contacting Rotary Scholarship Committee Chair Mark Wicks at the Chamber of Commerce. Completed applications must be turned back by 1 p.m. on April 30th to be considered. Scholarship criteria includes academic and extracurricular activities through school, as well as involvement in community non-school activities. You do not have to have a family connection to Rotary to apply, nor are scholarships tied to attending college or a certain field of study. A total of 2 scholarships of $1,000 each will be awarded. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.